Alhamdulillah, beautiful, 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 mashallah. Thank you. It fills our soul. It nourishes our soul to hear this call to prayer, and to hear the call to prayer is a nourishment, which is what I'm going to speak about today. So we ask for blessings and peace and all the bounties and beauties and love and mercies upon the beloved of Allah on this glorious day, which is truly his day, the day when we gather to feel the stream of his love and to feel the embrace of his kindness, and to sit close to him to receive his mystic wisdom. And alhamdulillah, may that be granted to us today and all the days of our life. So this morning, I opened the Quran to ask for an ayah for this Jummah. And this is what I received. So it's in the Surah Mu'minun, Surah 23. And my eye fell on this ayah 72. Or is it that thou ask them for some recompense? But the recompense of thy Lord is best. He is the best of those who give sustenance. Sadaqallahul-Azim. Or is it that you ask them for some reward? But the reward of thy Lord is best, and he is the best of those who give sustenance. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And the focus went particularly on the sustenance. So he is the best of those who give sustenance. So and I'll just read it in my faltering way. Wahua Hayrul Razikin. Wahua Hayrul Razikin, best of those, the best of those who rewards, and the best of those who give sustenance. So our sustenance, of course, we normally think of as food or materials to live on earth with, and money, housing, clothing, all of this to better our life on earth. And of course, there are many, many forms. And so today I would like us to contemplate that sustenance, and also all the different kinds of sustenance there are. And let's begin with the simple one of food and water, which has become so foremost in many of our minds because, of course, of the situation of our sisters and brothers and children in Palestine, who are, of course, being expelled from their land. And so the land, as we know, it's the earth, provides sustenance, but it comes from heaven, because Allah says that your provision and whatever you were promised is in heaven, but it reflects in the earth. It manifests also through the earth as well as through our own selves. But so this sustenance, it makes us realize with all of these people on the verge of starvation and actually in starvation, how transient it is, ephemeral, like all things on earth. And it can be taken away, can be taken away by weather events, by drought. We know that people have endured starvation, the Irish with the potato famine, and but many others all over the world. It occurs, it happens. We think of at the time of Joseph, the famine that occurred in throughout the lands there. So It makes us value and treat preciously what we eat. And when we eat now, I mean, I can't help but think now of the Palestinians. Of course, one could say, okay, we don't eat. Well, let's not eat, but that's not really possible to starve ourselves. And anyway, we will be coming into the Ramadan where we will experience some levels of hunger and thirst. Mild, of course, compared to what they're going through. But wasting not. And Allah has many sentences on this, as does the Rasul, peace be upon him, not to waste food, which is challenging in a society of plenty when there's always plenty around. It's very easy. And I myself am at fault here, probably like others, but I mainly myself, how easy it is to waste something when it's given in abundance. First of all, we don't give it the same value. We don't consider it in the same degree. But there's a hadith, and I think I mentioned it in one of the recent Jummas, where one of the companions was making ablution and kind of, splashing a lot of water everywhere. And the Rasul, peace be upon him, said, don't waste the water. He said, even if you are sitting by a flowing river, do not waste the water. So water is one of the prime forms of Razak, as we know. First of all, it comes from heaven. So we follow the Razak is in the water, going through the earth, making the seeds sprout, making them, allowing them to grow. Everything is created from water, the Quran says. So this is just to call our attention to these gifts that were given, to treat them carefully. It is also said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, never criticized his food. So when he would go out to eat with others or receive some kind of food that he wasn't familiar with, or he never criticized it. He might not partake of it. That's another thing. Although it's said that he could eat what was considered very rough food, and without complaining. So this is again such a good guidance for us, not to complain about the food. This is our Razak, and so every moment Allah provides this Razak, this life for us, really moment by moment. And so, that brings us to the consideration of the higher levels of Razak. If the Razak is in heaven, well, so also then it's the Razak for the more heavenly levels of ourself. And I'd like to read from the morning weird, which is taken from Quran, a passage that our peer, or Allah included in the peer's morning weird. Oh Allah, Allahumma zukna. So, oh Allah, feed us or provide us with steadfast health. And khidmati, dawama khidmati, unceasing service. So consider all these things now as part of the spiritual Razak. And so provide us with this. And the station of reverence, to maintain us in the station of reverence and intimacy with you. Nurture us with the sweetness of communion, munajat with you, the ecstasy of beholding you, so nazar. And we know how the eye and the ear are both channels of Razak. So in this case, it's the eye that gazes on the beloved. So we can imagine that if we are gazing on the beloved directly and we are conscious of it, that this is pure provision. And lovers who are in this state might not eat at all for days. And of course, if they're in complete wedge, they don't eat at all. And they have to be fed. And this is known in countries that are traditional, spiritually traditional, they take care of these people. They're like the Majnuns or the Masts, as they're called in India. And saints took care of them, like bestow upon us. So this is again still in the Razat, Sidka, sincerity of heart. So these are all forms of provision and unconditional trust, tawakkul. Well, we know how the tawakkul, how trusting, what a provision, what a nourishment that is. The difference when we are doubting and uncertain and fearful from the condition of being peaceful and trusting, that is its own nourishment and love rejoices. But it's still, these are just variations on the word provide us with or sustain us with. The boundless bliss of your love. So love, as we know, and it's the same. The lovers who are lost in love do not need the earthly provision. In fact, they can actually physically survive. It's interesting. Some of them can physically survive without food and water. Alhamdulillah. And even this, to keep us faithful in our preternal promise to you, and bind us, provide us with this eternal bond, and seal our lives with the most beautiful deeds. But this again is put as under the prayer for provision, that our lives be sealed, the end of our lives be sealed with the most beautiful deeds. So all of this is part of the Allah's Razak to us. And then, of course, all that we don't know and we don't see, but the peer has been given this great insights into different aspects of Allah's provision, and then allowed us, and that's what it means to be a disciple of a peer, a dervish, that we benefit, we participate in his or her knowledge, and therefore can pray for these things, can aspire to these things. So, and with the coming of Ramadan, when we will be fasting from dawn till dusk, from physical food and drink, we can, I mean, for those who are able to, that we can contemplate all these different forms. We can actually nourish ourselves with our breath, with our tesbih. We will feel sustained. The reading of Quran is a tremendous form of nourishment. I mean, it feels physical, actually, when you listen to it, and when you're fasting and you listen to it, you can even tell more clearly how it nourishes body and soul. And so how do we in turn become a source of healing? Because we don't receive without it also being shared. Everything we receive really is shared, so both unintentionally and then also with intention, with consciousness, with the desire to please Allah and the desire to help. So the sharing of food, and alhamdulillah that the Ramadan provides such a wonderful time where the tables are opened, and we join to share the on certain nights the food for having fasted, or for those who have not been able to fast, this food is shared. And it becomes a time also where we share with those who don't have enough food, where it's encouraging. We're encouraged to give either money if we can't go out and directly bring food and other types of razak. We share razak through sharing a beautiful state in our heart. Let's say if we feel happiness or if we've received good news, we share that. So think of the Rasul as the bringer of good news. Imagine he brought this razak from Allah, where Allah gives this great news of salvation, of happiness, ultimate happiness for every being, and the fulfilling of all desires and the experiencing of a life that no eye has seen and no ear has heard. This degree of generosity and boundless reality. He's the bringer. So he shared this. In fact, he sacrificed his life in order to share this good news. And of course, also be a warner also. That is part of bringing good news. The warning only comes secondarily. It says, well, if you can't accept this good news, if you can't live attune your lives to this love of your creator, then take heed. Take heed. You know, you could suffer therefrom, from refusing it. And you know, we see some of that just in that ayah that I read. Or is it that you ask them for some reward? How telling that phrase is. The prophet is only bringing reward, not asking for reward. So how can we be Razak? Well, by elevating our own souls. That's an essential way of becoming Razak for others. Because, as we were saying, to share good news, sharing states of consciousness that are beautiful and that give hope to others. So, bringing hope, encouraging, this is all a kind of sharing of Allah's Razak. And then, of course, there's a teaching, which is a sharing of steps on the path, teaching zikr, giving hand, giving hand. It came to me again this morning, struck me what a powerful gift that is. And inshallah, we will, our entire community will participate in more bayats, more hand takings, so or hand giving. Because it's really the hand, once that link is made, that's like someone who's dying of thirst in the desert and being able to say, here's the well, or here's the river, here's the water, here's the ocean. Dive in, drink to your heart's delight. That is the hand taking. It is the key or the door to all beneficial razak. And so alhamdulillah. So we can become communicators of all this and open channels simply by the heart, by the vibration in our heart. We can sit on the subway if we live in New York City or Brooklyn or one of the boroughs where we take the subway, which is an extraordinary experience, or the bus, or simply walking in the street of our town and share the good news, not necessarily verbally, but by simply emanating a state of peace and goodness and sending that salam to others, to everyone, praying that everyone be successful in this life and the next. Ooh. So let's take a moment of pause and return. Alhamdulillah. The ayat which came before the one I read and mentioned is an ayat on truth, and that felt like it should be said also in this in today's Jummah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If the truth had been in accord with their desires, truly the heavens and the earth and all beings therein would have been in confusion and corruption. If the truth had been in accordance with their desires, truly the heavens and the earth and all beings therein would have been in confusion and corruption. Sarakallahu lazim. So this ayat brings to my heart the understanding of humility, that of course we all have desires. We all desire what we desire, our desires, but we have to find the humility and the patience and the level of selflessness to know that first of all, the desire might not be good for us, and so we should always ask, oh Allah, please give this to me if it is good for me. And then we can, you know, we can add to that prayer, but just that's the basic prayer. And the humility to see that, you know, we don't know, and that if we look through the screen of simply desire, which also can be fear, then we are not seen truly. So we are seen through this, you know, the dark glasses that's mentioned in the or a mirror darkly, or through a piece of glass darkly. And so this is a tremendous, how do you say, also a lazak, because it leads us to a greater understanding of haq. This is the haq. How is haq? And then how is haq on earth? How does haq manifest on earth? Well, of course, it's everything that is. So it also contains the confusion, and but the confusion and the conflict and all this is part of the greater haq. So this is really a teaching for ourself, and to be humble before the truth, and to know that Allah knows and we don't know. And this is where we need the principles that have been transmitted through the revelations. We need their guidance. It's so easy to say, oh, you know, we don't need religion anymore. Well, yes, I mean, the limited religion, which comes from the limited self collectively gathered together as a body of a limited expounders, yes, that's. It needs to be, how do you say, seen through and maybe avoided. But we certainly need the traditions. We need the deep teachings. We need the mystic knowledge that comes. And the mystic knowledge does not, and this is very clear and made very clear by the great sage Ibn al-Arabi, it does not go against the teachings of the Sharia. Because the teachings of the Sharia are also so simple that the truth, they are the truth. The truth will never go against them. So humbleness, you know, before this, if we're not humble, first of all, if we're not humble, we will not see that we are constantly receiving razaq, and that and not to complain about our razaq. We can complain to Allah, but not, it's not really good to complain about others. So this is always like looking for the good in things. So, with a great tragedy that's occurring, so we can't say that that's good. That's part of the hot, yes. Is it that they are these martyrs, that they were, designated, their lives designated to become these martyrs for the sake of humanity, so we can stand up, wake up, stand for love, stand for truth, stand for justice, that could be part of it. We don't know, we don't know how Allah is going to configure, but does that in any way lessen, even if they are like this, opening a door in this stage, next stage for humanity's awakening? Does that mean that we shouldn't speak out, or we should just accept that? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So we can't just say, oh, well, this is what Allah wants, because that is addressed also by Quran with the people in the Prophet's time who were saying, well, if Allah had wanted it, everyone would have been fed. We don't need to take care of those poor people, because that's part of, nature or creation. I don't know if they, that's like, if God had wanted it, he would have done it. No, it's for us. We are the Khalifs. We are the ones who have been made the caretakers responsible. So, but it does not mean, so we stand for truth, we speak out, we say no to what is wrong, and we say yes to what we feel is good and right, and support that. So it says those who support a good cause are part of it. Those who support a bad cause are part of it. And that's the word complicity that's coming up today. Complicity. There are new words that are coming out. It was not new in the dictionary, but new in our usage of them and their importance for today. Justice certainly has always, of course, been with us, but truth, being truthful, we realize that when people are complicit in untruth, how harmful that is, how terribly harmful. And when people, through untruth, through complicity, begin thinking badly, demeaning others, this is the what leads up to genocides. This is throughout history, whether the Jews in Germany, people began thinking badly of them for generations. And the church also contributed and put its venom there, and everyone, it built up to the point where it allowed all of these Jews to be exterminated and driven out. And this is the same thing with the Palestinians. Over generations, since the plan to, insert another state, instead of doing it with generosity, if they want to do that, and sharing and kindness and abundance, no, it was built up slowly by slowly. Oh, these people are less than. They're less worthy. They don't belong here. They're not worthy caretakers of the land. They don't know what to do with it, et cetera, et cetera. And this happened with the African Americans, happened with the Native Americans. So this is our responsibility, is to elevate and to hold the truth in highest regard. If the truth had been in accordance with their desires, so what does that mean? That means with our lower selves. No, the truth is exalted, and we have to maintain that, and maintain that toward each other. Allah has created us, each of us, in the most beautiful way. So to demean, this is the prophet, again, it comes back, always comes back. Actually, I'm not criticizing his food. We don't demean things. We elevate, we have reverence for things, for life, for other people. And when we see our mind, because the mind is doing, always doing its, its acrobat tricks, and no, we say, no, I will not think badly of that person. So this is our great responsibility. This is our razak. So razak can also come in the form of a responsibility, because if we uphold it, it feeds us. If we uphold kindness, sincerity, compassion, truthfulness, we are fed by that. So, and that's when it comes from heaven. That's razak from heaven. Alhamdulillah. And when we say, just to complete that, because it came to me, well, even of course the razak that comes from the earth is also coming from heaven. And we put a seal on that when we offer prayer before we eat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that's all it needs. If we want, we can say, oh, let me this food bring strength to my body, light to my heart, be a blessing for myself and others and all beings. Then this prayer. So everything can come from heaven if we see it as such, if we see the truth. So inshallah, may we go forth from this Jummah as vessels of this truth, and inshallah, that way we will enter this new time, which is preparing. Amin, amin, amin. Bisri janabi azrati pir fatiha allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim wa sallim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 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 الحمد لله الحمد لله Amin, amin, amin. Oh Allah, make us your true servants, your sincere servants, oh Allah. Increase us in servanthood and the joy and ecstasy of servanthood, oh Allah. And the joy and ecstasy of disappearing in you, oh Allah. Disappearing in the truth. And returning as servants of the truth, oh Allah. Please show us the way to unlock our razak, which is with you. Show us the keys and guide us to use these keys of felicity, these keys of eternal happiness and bliss, and these keys that bring the razak, that bring the rains of mercy to the earth, oh Allah, please, please, Allah, hear us, and you do hear us. You are our very hearing, oh Allah. You are our very seeing. Please keep us with those who are near to you. Keep us near to you always, and do not let us fall away from the path of Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he said, "This is my path. It is upon." Inner seeing, the basir, unclear seeing, oh Allah. May we always hold on to his robe and hold on to the robe of Effendi and Noura and Hazreti Pir, and may we make us steadfast, Allah, in the truth, Allah. Make us the Siddiqeens, make us the truthful ones, and the kind and tender-hearted ones, oh Allah. And please help everyone around the globe who is suffering oppression and suffering deprivation and suffering alienation. Please open the hearts of humanity so that we may share your generosity and share your compassion and share your openness, and may we be this invite all to the tables of the peers, and share this great joy and sing these great Allahis of love, of return on in the caravan of love, returning to the source together with all humanity. Please help the Palestinians at this time. Please turn the hearts of those open the hearts, O Allah, to protect them and feed them and nourish them and return them to their rightful land and life. Ameen, 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 ameen to the secret heart of our peers, of Effendi, of Noor, Hazreti Pir, and all the peers of love and mystic wisdom, and to this secret heart of the vast heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, vast heart of Hazreti Fatima, vast heart of Hazreti Maryam, Hazreti Isa, Hazreti Musa, of Fatiha. Allahumma sayyana Sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi Sayyidina Muhammad wa sabi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. May we help feed each other and may we help heal each other. آمين.